The Mark Davis Show.
Mark Davis Show.
After a Saturday night live tweeting debate party, follow me at Mark Davis, it'll be time to evaluate on Monday morning what South Carolina will mean to the presidential race. Can Ted Cruz catch Trump? Do we have a Rubio, Jeb, Ben Carson battle for third? Will Kasich matter in there somewhere? And will South Carolina Democrats revive Hillary? Top stories of the weekend on our Monday show. Come join us.
The Mark Davis Show. Weekday mornings at 7, right before Mike Gallagher at 10 on 660 AM, The Answer.
And the Grammy goes to...
And the American Music Award goes to...
Mr. Stephen Curtis Chapman.
We're the third day.
We're forming sort of one new band called SCC3D.
Our sister station's doing it again. The 94.9 KLTY Concert Series welcomes Stephen Curtis Chapman with Third Day at the Verizon Theater on April 30th. Get your tickets right now at AXS.com. AXS.com.
660 AM, The Answer.
660 AM, TheAnswer.com.
Welcome back to Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiadis. The second hour roundtable starts now.
Hello there. Welcome back to Ladies Can We Talk. We love our singer. She's here in the studio, not really, Krista Branch. We love our music with Krista Branch. Just really just grabs, captures the theme of the show so much. This is Debbie Georgiadis. Ladies Can We Talk about reclaiming the American identity. That's the purpose of this show, standing up for it, understanding it. My second hour leading ladies this particular evening are Dorinda Randall and Chris Davis. Hi, girls.
Hello.
They were on the first hour, I guess, too. But anyway, they're still here. They didn't leave or anything. And we also have on, in this first segment, the second hour, we're going to have a guest. She's actually a local guest here in Dallas, and she's running for Dallas Sheriff. And, you know, we pretty much, this is a national show, but there are always national issues that we want to explore. And in particular, in this case, the current sheriff in Dallas, who's a Democrat, is very committed, cemented into supporting the idea of Dallas being a sanctuary city. So we have on the phone with us tonight, Susan Rodriguez. Hi there, Susan.
Hi, how are you? Thank you.
Well, we're very well. We're glad you're on with us. So, you know, I never was a police officer or a sheriff or anything. So I'm hoping, I'm very serious about this. March 1st was a primary in Dallas. And right. And so that's
yes. Yeah,
you'd be on the ballot. So what is your experience in your life that causes you want to run to be Dallas County Sheriff?
Well, I have 37 years at the Dallas County Sheriff's Department. I hired on in 1978. So I have a lot of experience under my belt. I became a deputy in 1979. I hold a master peace officer's license and a jailer's license. And this is what I do. And this is what I know. And I'm ready to step up to the plate with my expertise and just, you know, put it out there before the people and do what needs to be done, which is upholding the law.
I have the quickest question I'm sure I should know. In fact, I've had explained to me before. What is the difference in the jurisdiction of the police department and the sheriff's department?
Okay, the sheriff's department has the county is 873 square miles. It's 909 miles if you count the water. But we have the whole jurisdiction within the county. But we also have 27 cities within our county. So the city police stay within their municipality, within the city limits.
Okay. So it's a larger area than the city police. And, you know, obviously everybody wants law and order. They want things to be safe. But the kind of political issues that people, they may think of law enforcement as not political, but at least currently, Lupe Valdez, who is the current Dallas County Sheriff, has spoken favorably of and tried to assert that Dallas is a sanctuary county, I guess she's saying. So what is your thought about this sanctuary, with the idea being that you, if a sanctuary city, you do not comply with or cooperate with the federal immigration authorities? What is your thought about that?
Well, I just can't wrap my mind around that, because what we're done, we're sworn to uphold the Constitution, and that is when ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, sends a detainer to hold a prisoner in our custody until they come to make pickup. That's what we're sworn to do, is uphold the law and hold that person for due process of law. And I can't wrap my mind around letting people go without due process of law.
But isn't, not really to play devil's advocate, but just to understand it better, isn't Lupe saying that as sheriff because she must feel like she has county government supporting her or city government? I mean, are other officials supporting her designation of Dallas as a sanctuary county, I guess she's saying?
Well, I don't know, but I just know that she's sworn to uphold the law and to follow the law by the law. And that's what I do know is that that's what we're supposed to do as the county, the high sheriff of Dallas County.
Hey, Susan, this is Chris, and I've seen you at a couple of forums. I've heard about a little bit about the challenges to your candidacy and wanted to ask you about the possibility that if you win in March at the primary, would you be able to survive if those Dallas County Democrats try to get you off the ballot because your Dallas County voter registration didn't become effective until January 15th, which was after that December 14th filing deadline? It's kind of like what Trump is threatening to do to Cruz.
Well, I was approved by the Secretary of State to be on the ballot, so I'm good to go, and I'm ready to face off in November. And you couldn't ask for a stronger candidate.
Oh, I know. You're very strong. I just worry, you know, Dallas is a Democrat county now, and the Democrats control the elections department. The judges are all Democrat. I just worry that, you know, I would hate to see you win the primary and then we lose our Republican candidate because of a technicality with your voter registration.
Well, I don't worry at all because, as we all know, in Romans, it states that that God establishes the governing authorities. And so I'm not worried about this one bit because I know he'll install who he decides on.
Well, hallelujah.
She's not joking either. I just want to go back to a second about the sheriff's job. So the do you have a sense whether within the sheriff's department in Dallas, I just think these things, let me back up. A lot of Americans get involved in politics about 2 weeks before the elections happen in the fall, and they say, yeah, I think I'm going to vote for president. So the group of people focused on primaries proportionally is small. So in this Dallas County sheriff's race, do you have a sense that there is, first of all, Lupe Valdez, are the Democrats unhappy with her? Is the sheriff's department unhappy with her? Is it likely to be that there will be people in the sheriff's department who want to change themselves?
Well, morale is shot down there. And but again, it goes back to not upholding the law and going by the rules. And so, again, 2 weeks, I pray that people will do their research on their candidates and make sure they know who they're voting for. My credentials are a mile long. They're very long and lengthy, and I'm highly qualified.
Sure, sounds like it. 37 years, that's a long time to do anything. And to have served in the Dallas County Sheriff's Department, that's fabulous. Okay, I'm going to ask you if you can tell our listeners, how can they find out more about you, where they go to find information?
Well, it's Susan for DallasCountySheriff.com. And just click on that, and that's my website. And I have a Facebook page, too. And so I invite everyone to check it out, see what you got there, and you won't find another candidate that's more qualified. And I'm just, like I said, ready to give it to you on a silver platter. So,
okay, is your Facebook page also Susan for Dallas County Sheriff?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so people can go to your website, SusanForDallasCountySheriff.com, or your Facebook page. And this is actually coming right up. The primary is March 1st, but early voting starts.
Early voting starts Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, so people out there, this is your civic duty. You need to vote in these primaries. If actually pay attention and figure out who you want to vote for. If you're actually paying attention, then go vote. It really is an important thing, really, in primaries. It's just a kind of a poor reflection on our civic duty in our country that so few people vote. But if you do any upcoming events that people can come and hear you speak or forums that you'll be speaking at, Susan?
There'll be a meet and greet on the 20th. I'll put that on my Facebook. But, you know, I really urge people to get out and vote for their next sheriff, because the high sheriff is the last line of defense between the people and the government. And so they have their voice with their sheriff. And so I urge them to get out there and vote for Susan Rodriguez for Dallas Sheriff, and I'll serve you well.
Okay. Are you able to share the details of the February 20th event? Are people permitted? Can the public come, or is that not?
I'll get that on Facebook and clear that and make sure that There's a GOP event this week. I've got to look at the calendar, but I know if they hop on the Dallas GOP, I'll be at that one as well.
All right. We're talking with Susan Rodriguez. She is running for Dallas County Sheriff, and you can find her on Facebook, find her on her website at susanfordallassheriff.com. And Susan, thanks so much for calling in.
I thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Okay, we're going to, we will do something very unusual for us on the show, which is we'll actually go to a break early. And so don't fall off your chair, folks. We are going to come right back. We have a lot we want to talk to you about, especially last night's debate, the GOP debate. I've been biting my tongue this whole time sitting here. I can't wait to unload about what happened at that debate. And I really would love to have, I hope these ladies here will chime in too. I'm sure they will. So come back after our break to Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiatis, Dorinda Randall, and Chris Davis.
Learn a little something at the start of your day. The Mark Davis Show.
Mornings 7 to 10
on 660 AM. The Answer.
This is Debbie Georgiatis. On this show, we've been talking about the idea that Americans must reclaim the identity of America, the components of the American dream. This American identity is made up of ideas, and these ideas are the reason that America is the most exceptional nation on earth. But to hold on to this American identity, we have to connect the dots between the ideas and today's policy choices. This American identity includes equal rights for everyone from our Creator, individual, not collective rights, equal application of the law, free markets, and the entrepreneurial spirit, a strong connection between hard work and reward, private property rights, national unity around ideas and not ethnicity, and a rock-solid commitment to the freedom of religion, speech, and assembly. If we lose this American identity, we lose America. Keep tuning in to Ladies Can We Talk every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on 660 AM, The Answer. We talk truth about America.
Hey, it's Mark Davis for my friends at Good Feet. One of the reasons it's such a joy to hang out with these folks is they have such great stories of helping people who have tried other things that did not work. And getting out of foot pain is a thing of joy to behold. Ask them at Plano, Fort Worth, and Southlake, the three locations of Good Feet, or go to goodfeetdfw.com. Listen, as one of the good folks at Good Feet talks about what it's like to help people, to watch them come in for a solution that actually works.
For most of the people that walk in our store, it's been an ongoing, nonstop issue. They're searching, they're grasping at straws because they've been trying other products and they've bought something that they thought was going to help solve their problem, and it didn't.
The good people of Good Feet with solutions that are real, not the plasticky gel, one-size-fits-most nonsense, nope, but the sizes, the styles for men, for women. Get out of pain today. That foot pain can become back pain, hip pain, leg pain. GoodFeetDFW.com, Plano, Fort Worth, or Southlake. GoodFeetDFW.com. Check them out today.
Would you like the security of a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage refi with our lowest payment possible, all without paying closing costs? Well, Cash Call Mortgage has a 30-year rate special starting at a rate so low, our lawyer won't let us say it on the radio. So call and find out how much this 30-year rate will cut your monthly payment while still knocking down your current loan balance. And the best part of all is the rate is fixed. The lawyer's right. It's a little complicated to explain on the radio. So call 855-875-CASH to find out how it works.
What? You'll cut my payment with no fees of any kind, and my balance will still go down?
Yep. Paying an interest rate below 3% really makes a big difference. To find out how big, just call 855-875-CASH. That's 855-875-CASH to slice your monthly payment now.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. One City Boulevard, Orange, California, 92868. Equal housing lender. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. NMLS 128231. Offer for first mortgage.
That's 855-875-CASH.
Hey, you! Know what happens when your CPAP system gets dirty? Germs like me move in and wreak havoc. Remember that respiratory infection you had a while back? That was us. And that nagging sore throat? Us too. So I just want to say thanks. Thanks for giving us a home and helping us help you get sick.
Don't let germs take up residence in your CPAP system. Evict them with SoClean, the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-693-2699. SoClean is completely hands-free. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. The secret is activated oxygen. It flows through your system, destroying bacteria, viruses, and germs in no time. Call SoClean.com to get your risk-free 30-day trial while supplies last. Hurry, call 1-800-693-2699. 1-800-693-2699.
You can listen on the go. Find us on iHeartRadio. 660 AM, The Answer.
More of Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgettis, right here on 660 AM, The Answer.
And welcome back to Ladies Can We Talk. In the previous segment, we had on a very rare thing in the show. We had on a local candidate. It's a woman running for Dallas County Sheriff named Susan Rodriguez. I do want to tell our listeners that the primary, as we mentioned, is March 1st. There are three Republicans running for this one slot. So on March 1st, Republican GOP voters who vote in the primary are choosing between Susan Rodriguez and two other people. One's name is Kirk Lanius, and Kirk Lanius is has served as a sheriff. He has a long military background. He's a business owner. His last name is Launius. And if you go to his, there's a Kirk Lanius for Dallas County Sheriff Facebook page and a Kirk Lanius for sheriff. I'm going to get it up. I have it right here. Campaign website is www.kirkfordallas.com. And I'm saying Kirk, K-I-R-K, for Dallas.com. And the other person running is named Aaron. It's also a gentleman, Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, Meek. Aaron Meek is also running for sheriff. And he has a Facebook page, Aaron Meek for sheriff, or for Dallas County Sheriff. So if you're listening locally, you're going to vote in the primary. Those are your three choices for sheriff. Okay. Now, I have been biting my tongue this whole show because I want to get to say that, first of all, I have more new words. I always do this with our kids too. Our kids are grown now, but I would have new words and share them at the dinner table and then try to use them in a sentence. But we are going to try to avoid a cacistocracy. We do not want a cacistocracy, which is K-A-K-I-S-T-O-C-R-A-C-Y. And that is government by the worst people. This is why we do not want to have anyone on the Democrat side becoming president of the United States. The passing of Justice Scalia is one example of the profoundly important decisions the next president will make. Cannot have anyone who's a member of the cacistocracy, also known as the Democrat Party, as our candidate. But we did have a GOP debate last night and end up being, five or six people on there. Anyway, I want to just comment about something about the debate. And here's your other word for the night. Then I'm going to stop with the new words. But this is the last one. These are great words. You should write these down. Take notes. We'll have a quiz.
Is there a test?
Please don't have a quiz
yeah,
with
us. There's a quiz. Yeah. Okay. But this word is cockalorum. C-O-C-K-A-L-O-R-U-M. It means a boastful and self-important person or boastful talk. Now, who on that stage last night do you think should get the prize of being most like...
Can I guess?
You can guess. Yes.
Trump.
I have to tell you, amen, sister. She got 100%. Yeah, she got the quiz right. I want to just say this about last night. I am probably entering the phase of debate fatigue. I mean, this is nine. Isn't it nine or ten?
Yeah,
nine, I think.
Nine, yeah.
Okay. And I thought the commentators last night did the worst job I've ever seen in terms of they would let someone speak and they'd say, okay, Mr. Cruz, well, you get 30 seconds to rebut because your name was mentioned or someone said something about you. And the entire time Ted Cruz would try to answer, Donald Trump would bellow into his microphone, speak over, obnoxious, interrupt, yell. And the commentators or moderators, whatever their title is, their questioners, sat there and just kind of let it happen. They didn't. I mean, and I'm telling you, got the point. You never heard Ted Cruz's answer to any time he was offered the opportunity to refute what Donald Trump would say about him. It was truly the most non-debate, non-egregious. And Ted Cruz, pretty much to his ever-loving, classy credit, did not get down the pit with Donald Trump. He just didn't do it. But I just think that was the worst performance during the debate by Donald Trump, at least in the first hour, and certainly the worst performance by the debate questioners.
Well, you know, I was appreciative, Debbie, that the commentators did not go, so-and-so said something about you. What do you think about that? And try to pick those little fights that they have in the previous ones. Mm-hmm. But you did get uncomfortable as the unhingedness grew, where you felt like you were watching, you know, somebody's private breakdown or something. It just, it was not entertaining after a bit. And like you, I think we've heard about all we can hear from these guys. You know, we've heard where they stand. We've heard what they did, whose father was a postman, who's been a governor.
One of them had a father as a postman?
Yes.
Just kidding. He says it every
napping?
Time. Son of a postman, John Kasich. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, and how many more do we have to endure?
Two or three, I think.
Yeah.
No way.
I mean,
Well, I love what Matt Walsh said about Trump's performance. He said, Trump is a vaporous belch of a man.
Okay. That's good.
I just think that right there, done. Microphone drop right there. A liar, a fraud, a disgrace, defended the welfare state, blamed Bush for 9/11, attacked private property rights, called Planned Parenthood wonderful, was essentially Bernie Sanders, but with a smaller vocabulary and the maturity of a 12-year-old delinquent at an alternative school boys.
Now, this would be Dorinda reading. Who is it again? Matt Walsh.
Matt Walsh. He's actually a contributor for The Blaze, and then also his own Facebook is always entertaining.
Wow.
So funny.
Well, I will say this about that. I thought some things about last night's debate were kind of good. That what you just listed, and honestly, folks, I think for all the people out there, and I have dear friends who are Donald Trump supporters, I do, though, want to know, you could not distinguish some things Donald Trump said last night from Code Pink, from the radical, leftist, crazy Code Pink. You know, it was that level of, I mean, he said numerous times, George Bush failed to defend us. 9/11 happened in his watch, as though 9/11, the attack on the Trade Center towers, the real September 11th, was George Bush's fault. I mean, this is Code Pink level, wacko leftist, and Donald Trump said this stuff. And this is the kind of thing you're just kind of waiting for some of these people who are just on their knees about Donald Trump to say, wow, wait, he sounds, I mean, really, there were Code Pink statements very similar to that.
Well, and you know, Debbie, in previous debates, way early on, when Trump would go after Hillary or the current administration, you just kind of loved that spunkiness and you know, but they've been going at, you know, now that he's taken it to candidates on the stage with him, I think that's what it's growing old fast and it's making us uncomfortable.
Oh, I think so, too. And as I say, especially the first hour, in addition to blaming George Bush for 9/11, he repeated the left-wing lie. You know, Bush lied about WMDs. And maybe we'll do a show on this sometime or a segment in the show just about this. But every single person on both sides of the aisle in Washington who saw all the evidence, including Colin Powell and all sorts of Democrats, saw the evidence and said, yes, it looks like in Iraq they have WMDs. The whole question was, should they have gone into Iraq? But even more important and profound than that is the simple fact this is a left-wing talking point that's been disproven, that there were actually apparently trucks leaving Iraq carrying weapons, WMDs, out that ended up in Syria and killing Syrians. So the whole idea there was nothing bad in Iraq. And you know, the other larger context about all this, I mean, you can argue about Iraq and someone could say we shouldn't have gone in. But the reason Iraq and the Middle East has dissolved into the hellfire that it is because of President Obama's decision to not leave a status of forces troops in Iraq, to pull out and leave that country subject to all of the evil players who then descended on it and came back up to power. We have ISIS because we had the failure of President Obama to stay in Iraq, leave forces there, help maintain the peace there. So this was all this talk about in the debate last night, I honestly found it shocking for people who are serious students of foreign policy.
Well, I find it hard that any mother would be okay with endorsing this guy whenever he talks like a child that we would wash their mouth out with soap if they talked like this. I mean, how do they think that he's going to conduct himself as a president? And that's what you look at with him. And it's this full-hearted thing of going and worshiping a guy because of the cult of personality, whereas people that support maybe Ted Cruz or even Rubio, but Ted Cruz, they support the Constitution. When I see Cruz, I see somebody that's going to support the Constitution. I don't see somebody that is going to be a name caller, belligerent, and a child. And I, you know.
Well, you know, to have our debates get to the level that it was Saturday night, when you think about what we're facing, especially now with the death of Scalia, when you think about not only do we need to get our economy going, we've got to undo God knows what all has been done by this administration to deepen the level of bureaucracy of people who don't get changed out with an election very often. And we've got administrative law being made by the EPA, by the Bureau of Land Management. Who knows what all is going on in our military that needs to be straightened out? And I just think that we've got to keep our minds on the level, how deep the level is with the problems that we're facing in trying to get back to the country that we once were.
To get our country back.
Right.
Yeah. And you know, you don't hear things coming. You hear them from other candidates. In fact, everyone else on the stage, you hear some recognition of various issues in various ways of the serious place that America is right now. You hear whether it's concern, Dr. Carson talks about political correctness. Mm-hmm. Nearly all the candidates talk about, you know, the failure of our military, or the need to build up the military, the failure to use our military wisely, our foreign policy is a mess, our debt and our deficit. You hear all these things, serious issues. And then, I mean, my thought last night as he was talking was this kind of, you can't make America great again, as Donald Trump's slogan is, if you don't know why it was great. And it wasn't great because we had big businesses that made big buildings and had crony capitalism and used government money to get money to build buildings. That's not what America was. And there was one question last night to Donald Trump by one of the commentators saying, you know, you keep saying I'm going to make a deal, I'm going to make America great. How specifically will you do? And whatever the question was, the answer was, you know, America's losing. We don't win anymore. We're going to win when I'm going to win everything. There was a complete non-answer. And I keep waiting for the people who are understandably angry at Washington. You can't find people more angry at Washington than this host, Debbie Georgiadis, the ladies who do Leading Ladies with me, the six of them. We're so concerned we can hardly stand it. But you can hear some things and be angry, but ultimately, we got to find somebody who will find solutions and not just say, don't worry. In fact, Ted Cruz had a good line. He said, you can't just wave magic pixie dust and fix our problems.
So yeah. True. And I tell you, the media just loves the sound bites, and they love to just conduct all of this campaign by sound bites. You know, like your previous guest talked about, that the education system has been compromised in this country. And so now millennials who've been through public schools where they've been trained to, you know, not know about America, to not know about the Constitution, where world history is contemporary and maybe from Vietnam forward. There's so much that is not known and appreciated to really help us be able to turn this thing around. And this whole Trump deal just kind of falls into line with what the media likes to do with sound bites and outrageousness, because that, if it bleeds, it leads.
Outrageousness sells. Yeah, you know what? We're going to have to take a break at the bottom of the hour here, but I do want to come back after the break and just, you know, we talked in the start of the show about the passing of Justice Scalia, the need to hold on to the Constitution, how much we need a Supreme Court that will actually enforce the Constitution and rein in federal power. There are some things President Obama's doing in this time right now that honestly, because so much else is going on, is flying under the radar, but stuff you need to know about, because this is the kind of thing that changes the country and you say later, hey, wait, what happened? So I'll just throw out an expression for you to think about. Racial justice settlement. You won't believe it. Come back after our break.
AM 1600. 660 AM, The Answer. 660 AM, TheAnswer.com.
We've had some voting. We've had some debating. Now it's time for Texans to weigh in on the 2016 presidential race. The candidates are ready. Our state is ready. The question is, are you ready for the final debate before the Texas primary?
I know I'm ready, JD, and we're hoping everybody's fired up for our last debate watch party before Texas votes. It's Thursday night, February 25th, and we'll put it up on the big screen at 660 AM, The Answer Debate Headquarters, Studio Movie Grill, 75 in Spring Valley in Dallas.
Mark Davis and I will be your hosts. The full Studio Movie Grill menu is available. Admission is just $10. Get your tickets now at 660amtheanswer.com. If you've become a regular for our debate events, or if this is just your first time, get ready to hear from the candidates and the audience.
We look forward to welcoming you and hearing from you February 25th. Studio Movie Grill, 75 in Spring Valley. Tickets just $10 now at 660amtheanswer.com.
Don't miss the last debate watch party before the Texas primary. That's Thursday, February 25th at the Studio Movie Grill in Dallas. This event is sponsored by AAA Auger Plumbing Services, Texas Alliance for Life, and Patriot Mobile.
My book and radio show have the same name, Ladies, Can We Talk? The reason I wrote the book, do the radio show, and speak to groups around the country is that I want to inspire people to remember again why America is great. Not just to say that America is great, but to understand why. My job on this show is not only to talk about the issues and events of the day and interview interesting people, but to connect the dots between how we solve today's issues and the impact they'll have on our future. I do this show to persuade listeners that real answers to the challenges we face can only be found by uniting around ideas like American-style liberty, talking less about political labels and identity politics, and more about the uniquely American identity is the only path to greater unity among Americans. This is Debbie Georgiadis. I hope you'll keep tuning in to Ladies Can We Talk every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on 660 a.m. The Answer. We talk truth about America.
Hey, everybody, it's Mark Davis for my friends at USMD Prostate Cancer Center. You've heard the saying, it's all in a name. Couldn't be more true of my friends at USMD. One focus, one mission, to diagnose, fight, and defeat prostate cancer. It affects one in six guys in our lifetime. So if you've got a family history of prostate cancer, if you've been recently diagnosed especially, I urge you visit with one of the renowned physicians at USMD Prostate Cancer Center. They're unique. They focus specifically on helping us guys defeat prostate cancer. How? A range of different treatments. Not just one. Every patient's different. Every case is different. Call now to learn more at 1-888-PROSTATE, 1-888-PROSTATE, or 888-PROSTATE.com. If you're hearing me talk about this and you know somebody recently diagnosed, friend, family member, coworker, somebody from church, somebody with a family history, it's really important. It's life-saving stuff going on at USMD Prostate Cancer Center. So learn more at 1-888-PROSTATE. That's 1-888-PROSTATE, or online at 888-PROSTATE. Hey, everybody, Mark Davis for my friends at Climate Evangelista Eye Center. They have a question for those of you who are over 40. Are you over 40? Still listening? Let's talk a little bit about life over 40. Funny things happen after 40. Put your phone's text size on extra large and you're still squinting. Arms just not quite long enough to read the paper, a book, a restaurant menu. Wouldn't it be nice if there was a way to get back to better vision? There is. Great news. The corneal inlay procedure. Corneal inlay from Climate Evangelista is specially designed for the over 40 crowd, having a little trouble seeing things up close. So unless you're in love with the idea of reading glasses for the rest of your life, call Climate Evangelista Eye Center. Ask about the corneal inlay procedure. 1-800-714-2020, 1-800-714-2020, or visit myinlay.com, myinlay, myinlay.com for details. Climate Evangelista Eye Center. We can't literally turn back the clock. We can help you enjoy life with better vision thanks to the corneal inlay procedure. 1-800-714-2020 or myinlay.com.
660 AM, The Answer.
660 AM, TheAnswer.com.
866-660-5759 is the number to call with your question or comment. Back to Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiadis on 660 AM, The Answer.
Hey there, welcome back to the fastest 2 hours of my week every week. Ladies, Can We Talk? This is Debbie Georgiadis. We're on every Sunday night from 6 to 8 p.m. And tell your friends around the country, you can listen to Ladies, Can We Talk live anywhere from anywhere in the country. Just go to ladiescanwetalk.org, our very cool website, and click on the pink button at the top that just says listen live, and there you'll be. So I have some of my buddies around the country listening online, and that's really fun. So, you know, we always, this show, we struggle, or we focus always on the bigger idea, basically, of relearning, reclaiming the identity of America. And there are so many people around the country and around the world who see that America is struggling, including our author from the first hour, Nick Adams, who wrote Retaking America, talks about losing the idea of the culture, the American identity, which is we talk about that a lot in this show. But another thing we talk about, and just all these building blocks that make America great, one of them is the rule of law and the expectation of justice in the rule of law. So Chris Davis, who's one of my leading ladies here tonight, she found a fabulous story. And I think it's just amazing.
Well, Debbie, you know, I was talking about administrative law and things that are happening in this administration. Well, I found this in the Federalist Papers Project, and it's about a bureau that Obama has created called the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and he appointed his people to this. And so one of the things that they are trying to do is seek racial justice with the banks. And this is something that is just, I mean, they have collected more than $220 million in settlements from banks like Ally Bank since their crusade for racial justice began in 2013. And this was reported in the New York Post. But these prosecutors with this Consumer Financial Protection Bureau admit that their methods for proving this racial discrimination among these banks were flawed and would never hold up in court. And yet they decided to muscle Ally Bank and others with threats and intimidation. Now, Ally, you know, could have taken them to court, but they ended up having an incentive to go ahead and settle because at the time they were asking the Federal Reserve for permission to remain a financial holding company. And without the permission, they would suffer greatly. And so facing this, they went ahead and cut a deal, paid $98 million to this Consumer Protection Bureau, and 3 days after making the payment, they were reapproved by the Federal Reserve.
Okay, there's a common term for this. It's called a shakedown. It is a shakedown. This is the federal government, folks. Your tax dollars at work. You pay taxes. Taxes go, your money in Washington goes to compensate these people at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and they are going to banks not able to find evidence of wrongdoing. It isn't like they prove, well, you know, you're a bank and you discriminated, you didn't treat people fairly, you treated people of minorities differently than you did others. No proof of anything. And as my background as a labor lawyer, I would just like to point out exactly what what happened was there's a memo, an internal memo within the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that was sent to the head of it, Richard Cordray. And this memo actually made its way into the hands of a House committee. And so the U.S. House Committee, Congress. And so they're looking at this, and this memo is describing what you were just saying, Chris, that essentially these claims in these cases, such as race proxying, which is their claim that somehow they're something inappropriate, and reliance on the disparate impact doctrine. And I know what that is firsthand from practicing labor law, but goes on to say, this would pose litigation risks meriting serious consideration. Nevertheless, the memo goes on to say, you know, the bank is essentially going to pay because they don't want to engage in protracted litigation. Now, this happens. It's bad enough. In the private sector, it happens when a plaintiff decides, you know, I'm going to sue over the fact I was laid off or fired. There's no merit. I mean, the decision was not in any way wrong legally, but every business sits back and says, are we going to pay the lawyers and spend the time to build up the case and litigate it, and it'll be in the papers, and we'll have to deal with the bad press, or just settle? And yeah, and so, but this is the government using your tax dollars to harass a bank. And the ending of that story
Well, what I've read before is that when they get fines paid for things like this, social justice in air quotes, they use that money to then fund groups like Acorn or groups that will benefit Democrats to keep getting themselves elected. And they're using our own money against us. And it's taking a toll.
You know, this particular thing, this Ally Bank, part of the memo, which is so interesting, is being discussed in this article, which we will post on the Ladies Can We Talk Facebook page, which I urge you to go to every day. We put up new stuff every day. Fun to have your comments and thoughts. But in this particular case, so the $98 million this bank paid for doing nothing wrong, one of the most amazing outcomes was the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau couldn't find any victims to give it to. Mm-mm. They had to ask the bank, well, who should we give this to? They ended up mailing out checks to people who have no idea why they got a check. They didn't suffer anything. They weren't wronged. And this whole thing is, this is a shakedown. This is exactly what plaintiff's lawyers do. It's what corrupt politicians do. And this idea that then the government collects this $98 million, now I don't know if that can make it from the government's money into Acorn, but I do know they use it to go after the next bank. Mm-hmm. To say, okay, and by the way, your bank, and pretty soon people just, you know, it's a way the government, and they can use this term. This is the President Obama administration's term, racial justice settlement. It has nothing to do with race or justice. It has to do with a way for the government to keep banks under threat and paying money. It's just, it is so egregious. And you know, we go back in the show, we always talk about America, why it's so great. This kind of thing probably happens day in and day out in third world banana republics and with tyrants and dictators and corrupt administrations. This isn't supposed to happen in America. Right. And there's no way to fight it. Ally Bank is going to not get their recertifications. They're not going to fight. That's going to be their answer.
Well, they're going to take the path of least resistance, and this is political correctness run amok. It's social justice. It's these nebulous terms that are used to shake people down, used to intimidate people, and it's the whole basis of the Democrat platform right now.
Debbie, can't other, because I'm sure Ally is not the only one, because it looks like they've collected more than $220 million in settlements. Can't these banks join forces and sue the government for doing this crazy thing?
You know, I just love that idea. And it would have to be a large number of banks willing to lock arms. And I don't even know if you have a basis for a class action. I mean, that's what you're talking about, is that class right. action lawsuit. I would think at least the publicity would hurt the federal government. But, you know, they're kind of impervious. And you know, the other thing is, once you've settled, and you've probably, I hope, settled with no admission of liability, but you've kind of settled, it's kind of late. It's too late then, because you don't have a pending right. controversy. I don't know.
And then you want to go get recertified for something, and guess what? You're going to be out of luck if you've made the federal government mad.
Yeah.
In this administration especially.
Yeah. This is the kind of stuff. This is why we need a radical, and back to Chris's point several times tonight about how so much has gotten off track in America, so much in the last 7 years. It's our foreign policy, domestic policy, our economy, our debt, and conduct of the federal agencies. I mean, there's just so much need to rein in these agencies, and it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen if you have a Democrat in the White House again, because they love administrative power. That's how they expand their power. It needs not just a Republican, but it needs a conservative, strong person to stand up and make these things change, which after the break, we can probably talk about that. And after the break, we have a great news on global climate change. You won't believe it. A big discovery happened, so Dorinda's going to tell us about that after the break. So don't go away. This is Debbie Georgiadis and Chris Davis, Dorinda Randall, and Ladies Can We Ever Talk.
The Answer. We all know life can get crazy, and you're not always near a radio. But one thing is for sure, your phone goes everywhere with you. And now, we can too. Download the 660 AM The Answer app to your phone and listen live wherever you go. If you miss any of the Mark Davis Show or the Wells Report, you can catch up whenever, wherever. Plus, dial the 660 AM The Answer studio directly from the app. And it's free. We make it easy to stay connected. Download our app now. 660 AM The Answer.
In a 1940s movie called Gaslight, starring Ingrid Bergman, she's married to a creepy guy who's trying to drive her insane so he can put her away and get access to her money. To do that, he misleads, mocks, and berates her to make her question what she sees, hears, and thinks. This gaslight tactic the creepy husband uses is used in today's politics. Mainstream Americans want border security and an end to sanctuary cities. But we're berated by politicians who say that if we think that, we're racist. Many Americans support traditional marriage, but we're told we're haters if we think that. Same on abortion. We either support it or we are part of the war on women. All of that is gaslighting, and it works when we are silenced by those who mock. Gaslighting shuts down free speech and thoughtful conversation.
This is Debbie Georgiatis. I hope you'll keep tuning in to Ladies Can We Talk every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on 660 a.m. The Answer. We talk truth about America.
Ready and reliable, anytime, night or day. When your plumbing's got problems or your drains are clogged, that's when you need AAA. You go to AAA-Auger.com.
Is your home ready for winter? Are your pipes ready to stand up to freezing temperatures? Are you worried about a natural gas leak or a sewer backup? The last thing you need is a house full of people and a floor full of water from a clogged or broken pipe. For a free home plumbing evaluation, call AAA Auger Plumbing Services, where there's never a charge for coming out and no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Call AAA Auger Plumbing Services 24-hour hotline now at 877-999-1979. That's 877-999-1979. License M37445.
When your plumbing's got problems or your drains are clogged, go to AAA-Auger.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-700-1851. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-700-1851. 1-800-700-1851.
Richard Rawlings of Gas Monkey Garage here again with my peeps Sherry and James at A Number One Air. They do heating and air, plumbing, security, electrical. How do you do it all so well?
When we say we treat our customers like family, we mean it.
That's why we offer written guarantees with no fine print, no overtime charges, great values, and award-winning installation.
So don't let the name fool you. A Number One Air is your one-stop home shop. Call 1-800-NEW-HEAT or visit anumberoneair.com.
Hey, 3 hours a day is all I ask. Join me, Sean Hannity, from 2 to 5 each weekday, right here on 660 AM, The Answer.
We return to Ladies Can We Talk with host Debbie Georgiatis on 660 AM, The Answer. Can you
hear us? That's right. Can you hear us now? This is Debbie Georgiatis and Ladies Can We Talk. We're always so shocked when we get to this point in the show. We have one little segment left. I do want to thank the sponsor for Ladies Can We Talk. It's a company here in Dallas called GC Works. It is a Dallas-based company. It performs research in advanced technology and delivers innovative approaches to the oil and gas industry. GC Works is a sponsor for this show. I could not do the show without them. I'm very grateful for the individuals there I know who decided to stand up and support this show and sponsor it. And as I said, I couldn't do it without them. So thank you so much to GC Works. Okay, so our final segment. And we want to, we were talking about the debate last night. And just to throw in a couple other quick things, and then Dorinda has unbelievably exciting news about global climate change. So I want her to get to that. But I was going to say about the debate last night, I do think there's a lot of debate fatigue. I think that, you know, the people who were, Marco Rubio did a really pretty good job. He did a really good job, actually. He did a good job. I think there's too much of the name calling, liar, 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 and in many cases, indescribably unjustified. And I wish the American people could communicate that to the candidates. Stop with the liar, liar stuff. Just say what you believe. Just say what you believe. That's what I think people want to hear. Ben Carson did a good job. I just think the momentum, I mean, this is a big test, the South Carolina primary coming, if he can do anything, and with John Kasich also. But anyway, it was an entertaining debate. It was a little bit aggravating and entertaining. So take it away. Global warming is solved, right?
Well, the great news is the new NASA report that concludes that the purported human-caused changes in the climate now, after years of being blamed for raising the sea level, now it is being blamed that the sea levels are slowing down. Yes.
Wait, wait. climate change is making the sea levels go down.
Right. It was that they were rising. But now because of human-caused climate change, the sea levels are going down.
So now we should probably use more CO2 to bring it back up.
Well,
everybody exhale.
I'd like to tell that to a few people. But Mark Morano, he is the climate change skeptic, and he said, is there anything that global warming can't do? Now it seems that there is so much global warming that it is slowing the rise of the sea levels. So it's just bizarre that that's also another great place for our tax dollars to go, is that NASA has to now put these wonderful reports that just show how awful we are, because we are the demons of all, because we are responsible for the sea levels to rise and to slow.
I love this. And, you know, it's gotten to the point of this climate change stuff. It's just kind of a breathtaking.
It's cartoonish.
It's a great word, cartoonish. Mm-hmm. The president and Secretary of State John Kerry go rushing off to conferences and in very stern, sober terms announce after days of negotiations, we've negotiated, we're going to cut back CO2. And the rest of the world is going, what are they? I mean, it's like they're talking about, you know, I'm trying to think of something we all know isn't true. You know, they're talking about something that's been disproven years ago. It's like they're talking about the benefits of bleeding. Remember how surgeons used to bleed people?
With leeches.
With leeches until they figured out that was actually hurting people. Well, anyway, this is like they're talking about something that most of the world has caught up. Most of America has caught up. They're laughingly rejecting climate change.
Right.
And yet you have these serious, stern faces. Well, you know, you got to watch out. Anyway, I just love this, and there will be some answer. I wish Al Gore had to ever answer a question like, how is it you account for this now that the climate change is causing the ocean levels to go down? It used to cause them to go up.
I would like to ask him how he'll make money on this, because that's the bottom line for Al Gore. He's made a lot of money.
There's a good point
on climate change.
Well, when we were kids, it was called global cooling, and then it got hot, and then they decided to change it to global warming, and then it became cold again, and then it became climate change.
Covers all bases.
It's called weather.
Yeah, that's what it is called, actually, for normal people.
Yeah, I love that. We'll put that on the Ladies Can We Talk Facebook page. It's good to have these. You know, I always say about America, to save this country, like our interviewee, the first hour, Nick Adams, you have to speak up in your day-to-day life. You have to speak up when someone says, well, I'm really so proud of my carbon footprint. I mean, you have to say, what are you talking about? There is no problem. Carbon is not causing a problem. Carbon dioxide is not a problem. We don't have to worry about it. We need to speak up. And this kind of stuff, there are so many things like this. It's good to have them as talking points and speak up and say it. Okay, well, we only have a few more minutes here, but I just had wanted to get in this story. Last week, we had the show on a week ago today, even though there was some football game on. I think it was a Super Bowl or something. There was a Super Bowl was on. Oh, I'm going to tell you a cool thing. So anyway, I went to a meeting the next day over for some issue. Anyway, my friend who was there said, hey, she said something about the show, and she said, I want you to know we had your show on. We had the Super Bowl on, but the sound muted, so we listened to your show. So I'm amen to my friend. Thank you very much for saying that. That was nice. Anyway, but the Super Bowl had some ads that created controversy. I did not see this Dorito ad, but I mean, what the controversy were the comments afterwards. But can you?
Yeah,
you saw
I'll
the ad, right?
Yeah. It was rather clever. And what it was is there was a pregnant lady on the gurney while she was getting a sonogram done. So the father is standing there with this huge bag of Dorito chips, just watching the whole thing happen. Well, when the baby, when he goes to put the chip into the mouth, the baby does an action that goes towards the chip. And then when he digests the chip and the chip is no longer there, the baby goes back down. So the poor
mother.
This
is all the sonogram showing. Yes. Oh, that's so funny.
So the poor mother is having to deal with the baby going up, the baby going down, the baby going up. And then he just got to where it was so funny that he took the chip and he would go every which way. Well, the mother, of course, got irritated because the baby was making so much uncomfort for her that she took the chip and she threw it across the room. And the baby launched out to jump. And so that was the end of the commercial. And it was so cute. It was funny and goofy.
Made you want to grab a bag of Doritos.
No, but but it was hilarious.
Very cute. And you know what's so funny? It's such an innocent commercial about a baby in the womb responding to Doritos. But this is the lack of humor of the leftist feminists. So NARAL, the National It's Abortion Rights Action League, National Abortion Rights Action League. They tweeted out during the Super Bowl calling the ads sexist and transphobic. Okay, I don't even want to think how they got to transphobic. But the main tweet that was really bizarre was, said this, not buying it, that at Doritos ad using anti-choice tactic of humanizing fetuses and sexist tropes of dads as clueless and moms as uptight. Okay. What they're complaining about is the ad made the sonogram, the baby, look like a baby.
Well, yeah, because it wasn't a puppy fetus.
Yeah.
It was actually a human baby fetus. So it actually looked like a human baby.
But I mean, just that to me, just, I know we're almost out of time here, but that seemed to me so. I don't know. The idea of acting like it was a bad thing to humanize a fetus. That's how far gone the anti.
I just feel bad for them that they take that much thought and into the things that they get alarmed and crazy about.
And they can't have anyone out there showing an ad pretending that. And they also had a tweet out a little bit earlier about complaining that Texas women are now having more babies since Planned Parenthood was defunded, followed by a sad face. I mean, honestly, mostly in life, babies make people happy. At least our babies made us happy.
Oh, what is more precious than a baby?
Yeah.
But I think we have another political correctness alert going here, ladies.
Oh, what's that?
With NARAL and our feminist sisters that
yes.
they're just cramming it down our throats. They can't even relax and enjoy a football game.
Or a bag of Doritos. It is very true. You know, it's so interesting that the determination, and back again, this show's kind of end up with a theme of political correctness, but the book we talked about, Nick Adams, Retaking America, is really saying boils down to every problem can be attributed to political correctness, in part because we can't talk about the real problem. So, but here's my real problem. We have 30 seconds till the show is out. Thank you for listening to Ladies Can We Talk. I'm Debbie Georgiadis. Follow me on Twitter at Debbie Can We Talk. Check out the ladiescanwetalk.org Facebook page, Ladies Can We Talk Facebook page, our website, ladiescanwetalk.org. Love having you tune in every single Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. Thank you to our guests. Thank you to my leading ladies. Thank you to Dan Bradford for helping out with the show. Come back every week, Sunday night, 6 to 8 p.m. Don't miss one show. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiadis. To learn more or to contact us, go to ladiescanwetalk.org. And be sure to join us every Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on 660 AM The Answer.
Poll results make for big news stories, especially in election years. Only 7% of mainstream media self-identify as conservative or Republican. Many in media peddle their liberal agenda as news reporting and then push that agenda by reporting results of their own agenda-driven polling. For example, one recent poll found that a significant majority of Americans support the idea of preventing future jihadist attacks like San Bernardino by temporarily halting Islamic immigration to America. Another poll the same week found that a majority of Americans opposed the idea. The results were shaped by how the question was asked. This is Debbie Georgiadis. Some polls try to shape, not measure, public opinion. Don't let poll results shape your opinions. Trust your thinking and stay informed. And keep tuning in to Ladies Can We Talk on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on 660 AM The Answer. We talk truth about America.
Our sister station, KLTY, presents Pink Impact. From all over the nation, women are coming together to laugh, to cry, to celebrate. On May 13th and 14th, it's time to join together at the Fort Worth Convention Center for Pink Impact. Featuring best-selling author, Bible teacher, and star of the hit movie War Room, Priscilla Shire, with Christine Kane, Charlotte Gamble, and more. Worship with Carrie Jobe. For tickets, go to pinkimpact.com. That's pinkimpact.com.
Hi, folks. Bill Thomas here with Accurate Foundation Repairs. If you think your home has foundation issues, we'll send one of our highly trained technicians out to give you a free, accurate assessment of your home's foundation at no charge. Accurate Foundation.